This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk create in Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Saturday, 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, The Fan Sports Network, Odyssey app. Not YouTube or Twitch for the kids.
Today. Not today.
But that's because Rashad and I, we are hanging out at Portland Indoor Golf Club this Saturday morning.
And I got to be, I'm telling you, I'm a little surprised.
I was wondering
how your intro was going to go, because usually it's a loud, you know, it's a brightful, good morning. And you obviously can't do that. And the last thing you want to do is talk in somebody's backswing.
I know. Yeah. People are getting their games locked in here at Portland Indoor Golf Club. And the energy's too high, I would say, for us.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I think we need to tone it down
exactly.
Like, we need to get our, you know, hello, friends. That's where we need to be today.
I'm Joe Fisher. We're out here at the Portland Indoor Golf Club with Rashad Taylor.
What up, though?
Oh, and Jason Swagger throwing money at
you. Losing money? Hey, thank you, Swag. Swag tipping me and stuff. I love it.
By the way, we actually are on YouTube still. Just no faces.
Oh. So, are we really?
Good to see you guys. Yeah, I put us on.
Well, today is probably the best day for me because the hair situation is not. I'm going through that weird stage. Like, I'm growing my hair back, I think.
Got the nice polo on, though.
Yeah, you know, Tommy Hilfiger always does me right for the polo. Look at you looking buff in the Nike polo today.
The Nike golf polo, yeah.
Yeah, nice exactly. Little slim, you know, dry fit kind of joint that's hugging you real good.
Yeah, it's accentuating my curves, my ladylike curves. But yeah, I wanted to come out here, Rashad, because months ago, met Sebastian Martinez, owner here at Portland Indoor Golf Club, and they sponsored a hole out at the golf tournament, at the Fan Golf Classic. And I came here to pick up some prizing and some stuff for the golf tournament. And this place is one of those, like, when you walk in, you are like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is not what I was expecting in a great way.
No, not at all. And initially I was a little lost, like, man, am I in the right space? And then you bring me into this room. The first room is like a nice little like workout facility for those who want to kind of get their, you know, want to get their workout on, maybe chill and enjoy some coffee. And then you come in and it's just like there's a putting area, and then there's a whole bunch of these like simulators that are around. Like it gives very much a Dick's Sporting Goods golf section vibes, but in the best ways.
Yeah, people are, but again, people are locked in. They're getting their game dialed here.
Seriously, and, all ages too. Like yeah. I saw a young lady walk out here a little bit ago. Couldn't have been any more than 13 or so. So, yeah, adults, some kids, but everybody here is getting to it.
Yeah, no, and it's Jason Swigert. He just had the last Portland or Golf in the Northwest show of the year. He is officially done. And I felt like coming here as the outdoor golf season is starting to wane, but the indoor golf season is starting to crank up, that this is the perfect segue to go from outdoor season into indoor season.
I had no idea there was an indoor season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's news to me, but now that I know.
The kids love the indoor golf.
That's probably my swag right there. I think I'm an indoor season guy. I'm not one for being hot and rained on and stuff like that.
Well, today,
not at this old age.
Today is the day that you want to do some indoor golf.
Absolutely.
It is going to be a billion degrees outside.
Yeah. Maury's going to be mad. I'm going to be a little late getting home today.
Yeah. I was looking at the forecast for this weekend, and I was like, yeah, it's an indoor golf type of weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all of it.
What did you do yesterday? It was like 102, something stupid. Yeah.
We actually, around like 3 o'clock, we went down to the dockside, which is close to our
office.
Okay,
no dockside.
Because we
great food. Long wait sometime, though.
Good clam chowder.
Yeah, great food.
That's a solid bowl of clam chowder we got at the dockside.
It's, you know what? And a solid bowl of chowder is hard to find.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have the chowder yesterday because that seems kind of counterproductive.
Crazy, insane, yeah.
But, no, one of our, one of my fellow salespeople, they were in Hood to Coast. And their route was taking them right by Dockside. So we went over there to cheer her on as she made her run through 100-degree Northwest Portland.
Did you hand her a beer like they hand like water for somebody in a marathon?
No, we actually got her a kamikaze shot ready to go. Like,
and she took it?
No, she was locked in.
Yeah, of course
not. She was
locked
in like the people here at Portland Indoor Golf Club.
I think the last thing you want to do is take some shots as you're running anywhere. Like, I feel like that's a terrible idea.
Well, she apparently said to someone, like, via text that she wanted a Jell-O shot. Like, someone wanted it, like, she wanted to have the Jell-O shot, like, handed off to her. But I don't think the Dockside does Jell-O shots.
Everybody should do Jell-O shots, just in case. Like, I mean, nobody really is going to buy them. But it's nice to look in the little refrigerator area back there and go, oh, they have Jell-O shots.
Yeah.
Or look up and say, oh, they're one for $3. That might be fun.
But I can imagine that trying to scoop out the Jell-O and do the scoop motion while running.
There's no scoop. You just gotta shoot it.
You gotta go pick
the whole thing, kind of suck the whole thing out.
Well, Jordan,
I know. I knew. As soon as I said it, I knew it was going to be a thing.
I had to give a pause there so that way we could get a clean cut of that audio right there. But yeah, we're out of Portland Indoor Golf Club, and again, I selfishly was like, well, if Jason Swigard's doing a show out here, what the hell? I want to do a show out here, too.
I mean, why not? All the Saturday shows should be out here.
And this is just reinvigorating my love for the game right now. I feel like the last couple weeks, I haven't been able to golf as much, and my last couple rounds have not gone the way I've wanted to. And now I'm seeing these people getting after it, grinding and hitting some really good shots and having much better swings than me.
I was going to say, everybody's swing is so on point.
Pure.
Everybody is like from the youngest one here to maybe the oldest one here. Everybody has just the most beautiful swing and follow through.
Yeah.
It makes me feel really bad about myself. I'm going to be honest with you, bro.
There is something about seeing like 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds that are so dialed in on their game and so good at golf. That it's just, I wish I could get in a time machine and go back to 9-year-old Joe and be like, start hitting the links.
It's hard to see when young kids are great at stuff that you were like never great at or still hoping to be great at, right? I went to a basketball game, like a youth game last week, and it was in the park. It was cool. It was a bunch of the best 8th, 9th, and 10th graders in Portland, right? And some of these kids are just out of this world. And I was like, man, I can't shoot like that now. As an adult, as a grown-ass man, like, and here are 13-year-olds that can shoot from half court, like, no problem. So to be out here, and again, I saw this young lady that left and was watching her swing. It was like, wow, that is impressive. Like, it would take me another 10 years to be able to learn to swing like that.
Well, another one of the golf sponsors out at the Fan Golf Classic, he had his daughter hitting drives for groups. Like, she was the 5th drive. And she played golf in high school. And it was one of those, like, when we finished our hole and we're walking up to that one where she was driving, I saw her hit one ball, and I was just like, okay, we're probably going to end up having to use her drive.
You ever hit next to somebody, go to the driving range and hit next to somebody, and they're so good that it makes you want to move? That's how it is for me every single time.
I'm just gonna call it a day.
Seriously,
here.
I used to go to Glen DeVere with my son all the time and, you know, trying to teach him how to hit balls. And then all of a sudden there'd be some just guy who's in his 60s, you know, late 50s or something like
you.
That.
You're like, just watch him. Don't listen
seriously,
to me.
Seriously, don't listen to me, but still, like, you know, as dad, you don't want to ever defer to the other guy next to you. Like, you want to make sure you can show him how to do this. But unfortunately, it was like,
it's
you
like
know
getting
what?
Lost.
You know
like,
what,
son, I don't need a map.
You know what, son, let's go. Let's move over here to this dock, man, because this is embarrassing for me. But luckily, he gave a lot of great advice. And that's the one thing I noticed. Older golfers have no problem giving advice.
You want to pass on the knowledge.
Younger golfers are like, they'll wait till you get to the 17th hole and be like, oh, you know what you're doing wrong? now you tell me type thing. But older golfers are always great about giving a little bit of sound advice, especially to younger golfers.
I have a friend who is the most annoying golf advice giver, mostly because he'll just say generic statements, like three-word sentences.
It's all on your hips.
Yeah, just the most generic tip ever. Like, you know, dude, you just got to swing better. It's like, what do you think I'm trying to do?
You know, you got to swing a little more to the right next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, kind of shanked it right there.
You're just not getting good contact. I know, clearly. Help me, please. For the love of God.
Yeah, I remember I went out with my father-in-law, and we went to a Topgolf. And he's one of those guys that can hit every dock, every pin, no matter where you want him to do it. He's just one of those guys, right?
He plays shadow golf. So when he's out on the golf course on a hot day,
yeah, he hits it in the shadows.
To the shadows.
Yes,
so
he does.
Get some shade.
He's that good, you know. And at Topgolf, everything is kind of like, oh, there's a green dock and a blue one. He's like, blue, no problem. Yellow.
Red.
Seriously, he's just the entire time. We waited all the way. We played like four games. The end of the fourth game, he was like, you know what you're doing wrong? I was like, now you tell me? Like, I've been sucking this entire time, and we get here right now, and now you're like, oh, this is what you're doing wrong. And luckily, he showed me, and I mean, I think if we'd played again, I'd probably done much better, but by then, it was like, you know, we're done.
Well, Rashad, it's good seeing these golf fans, these golf lovers in the bays working on their game, grinding on a Saturday morning. But we also have some other young adults out there that are grinding on a Saturday morning. Or, technically, because of time zone, it's a Saturday afternoon.
Cross country.
Because we have Iowa State versus Kansas State right now playing in Dublin, Ireland for the first official college football game of the season.
Now, that's how you do overseas football.
We made it.
That's how you do overseas football. You give them two ranked teams, mind you, 17th and 22, but both within the top 25.
Oh, and a muffed punt. Oh, my gosh. Football's back, baby. Muffed punts.
Yeah, this is going to be a great game. Iowa State had an impressive season last year, and so did Kansas State. Get the big win in the Pop-Tarts Bowl they played against Miami last year?
I'd have to look. The Pop-Tarts are there, though. The Pop-Tarts are in Ireland. They showed up as well. Yeah, the Pop-Tarts, they came through.
Well, all right.
Yeah. I'm sure they're not leaving, like, legal in the UK. Like, I'm sure there's, like, five ingredients in Pop-Tarts that...
Oh,
like,
yeah. They're probably they can't even be super gross. Super gross, probably.
But, you know? Yeah, I mean, college football's back, man. It's week zero. There's five games today. I just, like, the fact that I'm watching a meaningful top 25
is awesome
football game right now. Like, I don't think it's even hit me.
To be honest,
it's happened.
I almost forgot there was football today. Like, I knew that they talked about it on ESPN yesterday.
Your running Rebs are in action.
Running Rebs are playing. I got to watch my running Rebs play. You know, we're going to have a repeat of last season, only this year, we're going all the way, baby.
Playoffs?
Playoff or bust. Playoff or bust.
Okay, well, we'll see about that. You got to get past by Idaho State today. The mighty Bengals of Idaho State. I think they're the Bengals.
Barbecue chicken. That's what they are today.
Slight work.
Yeah.
Slight work. Well, yeah, we're hanging out here in the Portland Indoor Golf Club. Just watching people take some hacks. I'm trying to absorb as much information from their swings as I can, so that way I can finish this season strong out on the links. And then, but yeah, we are officially in football season.
Here we go.
It is here. We got Iowa State and Kansas State on the laptop right in front of us.
Looks like the first sack of the season.
Yeah, first sack, first muff punt. I am, I'm speechless. I can't put words to it right now.
Man, football pants are tight, man. Football pants, man, real tight.
At the seams. But they should be even more tight because we got some news yesterday. They have finally caught up to the rest of the pack. We'd get to that next here on Sports Saturday. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor. Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Saturday live out here at the Portland Indoor Golf Club, watching people get their games dialed in. Awesome facility out here. I mean, this is, I hate to use the V word, but the vibes are great, Rashad.
The vibes are great. I'm doing my best to have my indoor voice on right now, just because there is a lot happening over there, and golf is a very, very quiet sport.
Yeah,
so I'm doing my best to have my, like, my Barry White on right now, so this way I don't interrupt anybody's backswing.
Well, I'm sure that when Swag was here doing his show, people were like, what's that guy doing? Oh, he's hosting a golf show. And they're like, oh, okay, that's all good. And then now they're like, wait, who are those two guys over there? Oh, they're just doing a regular sports show. They're like, well, get them the hell out of here.
Yeah, what are they doing? Were they talking about football today? No.
No, no. Well, I will talk football because Kansas State, Iowa State, already a complete mess over there in Dublin. We had a muffed punt that set Iowa State up on the goal line, essentially. Then they got a pass interference, so they were on the 1 yard line. And what did they do? They pitched the ball back, a little running back sweep. Running back can't handle it, and then Kansas State jumps on the ball on the 6 yard line. It's messy. We love it.
This is why I am a big proponent of the tune-up game, or I think there should be at least a game, maybe that I don't want to say counts, like almost like a jamboree in college. Because, like, it's the only sport that we have that day one is live, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Day one is everything
no
counts.
Real
like
preseason or
there's
anything,
nothing.
Yeah.
And so you look at these teams, and, you know, the first week of the season, you're going to see a lot of Appalachian States, and you're going to see a lot of Derek Zoolander, center for kids who can't read good and want to learn how to do other stuff good, too. You're going to see all those teams out there the first week playing against Alabama and Oregon and, you know, all these powerhouses. And I think every team needs that. You know, you have to have an opportunity to work out the kinks. And if you are one of those smaller schools, this gives you a chance to go against one of the bigger boys and see, like, where you are in comparison to maybe the rest of your league. And so I do think it's something they should consider. Maybe records would be a little bit better if every team got a chance to start like that, but I digress.
Well, there are a lot of those week one matchups, and boy, it is, it's raining cats and dogs over there in Dublin, Ireland. And no wonder the guy
muffed
the punt and fumbled the running back sweep, because it is just pouring down there.
It's football weather.
It's raining Guinness in Dublin.
Which sounds delicious.
I don't think I've ever had a Guinness before.
Guinness is actually pretty good. It's thick, you know, porter, you know, type thing. So I love a good Guinness, man. I haven't had one in a while, but I could go for one.
Well, those week one games that you're talking about, those usual blowouts that happen, there is one conference that has been guilty of scheduling those games in, like, week 8, week 9, week 10. And that
who.
Is the SEC.
Conference in football?
Some would say. Some would say that it is the best conference in football, but some people want to put their money where their mouth is and play an extra conference game, get rid of their games against Mercer and Austin Peay and Bowling Green and whoever the hell they're playing. And the SEC has done that. After all the years of people yelling from the mountaintops to have them play an extra conference game, they will be doing that starting next year. It was announced from the SEC that they will have a 9th conference game, which is going to essentially catch themselves up with every other major conference. They also went and added into this that every team has to play at least one non-conference Power 4 opponent. So whether it's ACC or Big 10 or Big 12, all SEC teams will be playing 9 conference games, and they're going to be playing one non-conference Power 4 opponent as well. But thank God. I mean, it's just
needed to happen.
It's been for years that people have been wanting this to happen, and SEC finally waking up. Now, I think a lot of this has to do with the current change of how they're going to weigh strength of schedule for the playoffs. I mean, that announcement came out on Thursday, and then I think this announcement for the SEC was on Friday, yesterday. But I mean, this is huge, and that, when I know that we have been saying for them to do it for years, but when you really think about it, it's like this is one more important game that all of you guys get to play, more eyeballs, more attention on your conference, your teams, and it's going to make your resumes look better by having that extra conference game, because instead of playing again the Mercers of the world or the directional school Tech, A&M, Heat in whatever state, whatever FCS school, you are now going to be playing a Vanderbilt, you're going to be playing a Texas A&M, an Arkansas, an Alabama. It's just going to look a hell of a lot better.
Because more attention is exactly what the SEC needs, right?
Yes.
They have to get more eyeballs. They don't get enough, you know, at this point. But I do love the fact that they put in that more competitive game. Because like you said, like, it kind of bolstered their record all the time because you have this blowout win again against Bowling Green or against somebody that's just, you know, dog water at this point.
Louisiana, so, Monroe.
Yeah, like teams that nobody even knows where they are in most cases. And so I'm glad they're doing this. I think the SEC, obviously, it's the most competitive. They have how many teams in the top 25 this year? Like 10? Something stupid. It's something stupid. Like,
yeah, to start the season, I'm not sure, but probably a lot, Bob.
Yeah, it's something stupid. So the SEC is definitely the end-all and be-all, especially if you're in the South as far as college football is concerned. So, yes, they did need this game. I really don't think it mattered if they did do it. They were still going to be considered the best anyway. So maybe just having that, I don't know, nice little just warm-up game against one of those smaller schools was like a reward for them playing all those other competitive teams, I guess. But we'll see. So I'm glad they're doing it. Every other conference has been doing, at least all the competitive ones. Knowing the SEC, they're going to choose the Big 12, though. That's going to be the conference that they choose to have their out of conference game against, more than likely.
Yeah, and there is, yes.
If you're thinking the least competitive of the Power Four right now, it's probably the Big 12. Maybe the ACC, yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends on your definition of Big 12. Like, everybody's closer to each other as far as competition level in the Big 12, so that would make it more competitive.
More competitive?
Yeah. But as far as, like, who's the most competitive on the national scale, yeah, it's going to be SEC. It's going to be the Big 10. I mean, what this also does is you're going to get matchups finally that, because of the amount of teams in the SEC and because they have their rivalries that they have to schedule every year, that we're going to finally get some matchups that have been rare over the last 10 to 15 years. For example, Texas A&M has not hosted Georgia since joining the SEC. And that was, I think, in 2012.
Wow.
So that's,
they haven't hosted Georgia.
They have not hosted Georgia once. But that's 13 years you're in the SEC. And Texas A&M, Kyle Field is one of the most, like, iconic venues. And they haven't hosted Georgia, who has been one of, if not the most powerful college football teams, at least of the last 5 years.
No, Georgia's been the team of the SEC for the past 7 years or so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just bizarre that, you know, when I read that, I was like, oh, my God. How does that not happen yet?
It's crazy. What, last year, there was a bunch of teams that we were seeing playing for the first time ever, you know, for the first time since the 70s and all types of stuff. So it's crazy, especially if you're talking about these teams that are in the southern regions, how they haven't played each other more. And so, yeah, I'm glad the SEC is doing this. I think it was necessary. I'd like to say that people cared, but the truth is I don't really think anybody truly did. You know, that was just one game that we weren't going to watch against, you know, Alabama and Mercer. Like, nobody really cared.
Well, we're still going to get those non-SEC conference games because of that one Power Four opponent that they have to schedule. So we're still going to get the South Carolina, Clemson, Kentucky, Louisville, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, Georgia Tech. Those are all still going to happen, even with them adding that extra conference game there. But
and they said they're going to be three like standing games, like, so just to keep rivalries up. So there are teams that are going to play each other every year, more than likely, you know, so that's a good thing. Like, right now, I don't love the fact that Oregon and Ohio State don't play this year.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I don't love the fact that Oregon doesn't play Michigan this year. Like, that's not awesome, you know, but they have to wait to conference championships, and I get all that, but, you know, I think, like, Michigan, Ohio State, they would be a disappointment if they didn't play each other once a year.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. I think Oregon and Ohio State needs to be one of those games as well.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's, you know, with this move for SEC and then, you know, what Big Ten already does is, you know, you have so many teams that you can only play so many of them a year. But the goal is to have matchups against teams at least every year or every other year. That's the thing with the SEC now, is that by moving to nine games, you have much more inventory to have those SEC matchups that we have not seen before. Like I said, the Georgia at Texas A&M matchup at Kyle Field, like the fact that it's been 12, 13 years and that's never happened. So there's going to be a lot of first time moments or second time moments that of the SEC schedule that we have not seen before that we will now see in the future. But yeah, this is just a big win for everybody. Like,
who doesn't want more competitive football?
Well, as much crap as we like to give the SEC because, you know, obviously being on the West Coast here, we kind of see it as like the evil empire. SEC football, it's just different.
It's just different. Like, listen, and I've told the story 1,000 times on this station. Haven't been to an SEC football game. I'm not sure if you have yet, Joe.
I have not, no.
I've been to tons of Duck games. I've been to tons of, you know, Beav games. I've been to a USC. Like, there is nothing.
Western Oregon.
I've been to Western Oregon games. Like, that you talk about a party right there, especially on a dry campus. What are you talking about? But there is absolutely nothing like seeing that many people come to a football game and like the entire city, the town shut down for the game. Like, that's not happening in Eugene. That's not happening any other place. So SEC football, it just means more, especially in the South.
The rankings have been out for a little while now for all the for the college football season. We're watching a ranked matchup right now on my laptop here out at Portland Indoor Golf Club. Kansas State, Iowa State, still scoreless.
Trash right now.
5.5 minutes. It is just raining so bad. Classic Ireland weather.
Yeah, classic Duck football.
Yeah, this is just an absolute mess out there. But we have the rankings, and I am intrigued to see, of all these college football teams over the last 5 years, who are the most overrated and underrated when it comes to rankings. We're going to get to that next here on Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network. But first, Jordan Schultz with the Sports Center update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's right. Sports Saturday. We're out here at Portland Indoor Golf Club. Picking up the scraps, for us after Jason Swigert did his final Golf in the Northwest show.
He had everybody all interested. Everybody was over here looking around like, man, what's going on?
And I was like, hey, I want some of that.
Yeah, come sit in the chair next to us, man. There was a guy who was having coffee. Like, it's a big, nice leather chair right here.
Actually, have a lot of leather furniture.
Really nice. Nothing says class. Like leather furniture, man. Many leather-bound books as well.
Yeah, I think I need a leather chair now.
I'm telling you, these ones recline over here. Like, yeah, that's, I mean, again, that's
very nice.
That's high class right there.
Very nice, yes. Rashad, I said last segment that I want to talk about some overrated, underrated teams here.
Whoa. Who do you think is overrated? I mean, once we get through the list, I want to know who you personally feel is overrated.
Like this season?
Yeah, sure.
Going into this year?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I would say that, and I think it's an easy go-to because no one, I think, expects a lot out of them every year. I'm sorry, Illinois. You got to prove it to me. Yeah, I don't think Illinois can just get a top 15 ranking or whatever it is.
Hold on now. Because Illinois is a team that I'm actually kind of high on this year for a lot of different reasons.
You like, rock with Illinois, huh?
No, so they're a team that they surprised a lot of people last year and went 10-3. They have a lot of starters coming back. Like, most of their offense are returning for the year. Most of their defense is coming back. So they have a lot of kids coming back. Their schedule, they don't play any of the kind of top teams, you know, right? So they don't play Oregon. They don't play Ohio State, I don't think, this year. So they can go 11-1 just based on their schedule. If they can kind of figure out or keep that momentum from last year, which was pretty good, I think Illinois is one of those teams, sneaky teams, that could sneak into the playoff and surprise like a lot of people.
Sorry to burst your bubble. They will be hosting Ohio State.
Michigan, I think it is, who they don't
No
play.
Michigan, no Oregon, no Penn State, Ohio State.
So there you go. So Ohio State is the only team. So, again, that's the one in 11-1 that they'll probably won't get. But, yeah, I think Illinois can do it. I think I love their coaching staff. Why not?
The fighting Brent Bielema's. But I do have a list here that they poured over the data over the last five seasons. They came up with different scores, underrated, overrated, going from unranked to ranked or vice versa. They did all this math stuff that I don't know how to do, and coding and whatnot, to basically tell us who are the most overrated and underrated teams since 2020. And I'm curious, if you can guess one of the teams that is the most underrated teams by the AP preseason poll.
Underrated.
Most underrated teams or schools.
Okay.
I got the top 10 here.
Most underrated schools going into the the Oregon Ducks aren't on there, are they?
No, Oregon Ducks are not on here.
Okay,
no.
Cool.
No. Think of teams that usually don't start the season ranked, or they are very low ranked, and then they end up climbing the rankings,
okay,
and finishing the season with a 10-2 season.
Utah?
Utah is not on this list.
Really?
They are
okay.
Not top 10. No. Utah's usually getting some pretty good rankings.
Yeah, but it's not really usually to the end of the year people are paying attention
start
to Utah.
On. Yeah.
This is tough, man. Iowa State.
Iowa State is not on here. You were on the right track with Utah, though.
Was I? Okay.
Geographically.
Okay, gotcha. Boise State.
Boise State. No. No, think the same state as Utah. And another big program in Utah.
BYU?
BYU. They're okay. They're number two on this list.
Okay.
As far as most underrated teams by the AP preseason poll over the last 5 years.
Okay. BYU. UNLV? I'm just taking a shot. I mean, I don't know. Washington State.
You're running Rebs. Just disrespected. No, Washington State is not on here, but Washington is. Washington number four on this list as far as most underrated teams.
I could see it. They've had a couple years in there where they were just, it was undeniable how good they were. And then there were some years where it was a lot of struggles, so I could definitely see that.
On this list, they have Arizona 10, Ole Miss 9, Tennessee 8, Tulane.
Tennessee is underrated?
Tennessee has been underrated the last 5 years.
Tennessee has been overrated, but whatever.
Underrated according to this these mathematical formulas.
Now, I'm probably the wrong person to talk Tennessee anything with.
Yeah,
so
Tennessee did you dirty.
Yeah, they did.
They broke your heart.
I'll never forgive it.
Trackstar broke your
never
heart.
Never forgive
right?
it.
Tulane 7, which Tulane has been sneaky good the last couple of years.
They have.
No one knows that they're going to be good, and then they have a great season.
Most people don't even know which Tulane is.
Tulane, the Green Wave, Texas?
Texas, there you go.
Okay. Closer to like New Orleans? Like
that I don't
that
know.
Border?
That's a good question.
Corpus Christi area, maybe? TCU, Arizona State, Washington, South Carolina, BYU, and the number one most underrated team by the AP preseason poll of the last 5 years, SMU, Southern Methodist.
That death penalty really hurt them.
Not enough,
but they're still there, you know.
They're like that Undertaker meme. They're back from the dead.
TCU is one that I'll definitely agree with. We forget. Didn't they go to the national championship like just a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure did. So, yeah, TCU definitely should be one of those teams that we talk about a lot more. Again, when you're a smaller Texas school, you know, it just people tend to kind of overlook you, you know, a whole lot.
Yes,
Tulane, right? You know, so it's just kind of unfortunate for them, but the only thing you can do is really run the board to make people pay attention to you.
Yeah, so SMU and BYU, both teams that were not in major conferences, and they are now both in major conferences. SMU, ACC, BYU is in the Big 12, so they're playing above their expectations has helped lead them to some bigger things.
So no Oregon State on that list either.
Oregon State is not on this list.
Rats.
But now I have the most overrated teams by the AP preseason poll over the last 5 years. Can you guess the number one team or any team?
Texas?
Texas is not on here. No.
Really? Okay.
It's all big names.
Because I saw another list from, I want to say, CBS Sports, and Texas was like number 10 on the most overrated teams over the last, well, it was last decade, so
yeah.
A little different.
Well, yeah, they've definitely had a few seasons, those Charlie Strong seasons where they were expected to be good and didn't follow up. But the last 5 years.
Last couple years.
Now, yeah. They've been solid. But yes, most overrated teams.
Overrated. USC?
USC is number 3.
I knew it. That's just huge disappointment, especially being a Pac-10 guy for me. Like, that was a huge, huge disappointment, USC not being great.
Trust tree here?
Go ahead.
I used to be a USC fan.
It's okay.
I used to be a USC fan.
Was Reggie Bush?
I wore number 5 because of Reggie Bush.
Listen, he was every kid's favorite player. Like, I understood, man. Like, Reggie Bush was something special. So, it's okay if you liked USC.
And then they started.
I was a Lindale White fan.
they started losing to Oregon State, and that's when I couldn't take it anymore. The 2006, 2007 seasons, I want to say.
Oregon State was legit at that point, though. Remember, they were like going back and forth. They went against the Ducks for a trip to the Rose Bowl that year.
I believe that was
a couple years ago, 2008, I think it was.
2008, yeah. But yes, USC is number three on this list. Can you guess number one, Rashad? Big school. Big name school.
Big name school. Auburn?
Auburn is not on this list. They're not even the top 10.
Dang. Okay. Really? Okay. All
right,
man.
Right. There's conference.
Right conference. Okay.
SEC.
Big school. Mm-hmm. Florida.
Florida is number 10 on this list. I'll give you the 10 through 6, which actually are almost all SEC schools. It's Florida, Alabama, LSU, Clemson, Oklahoma. That's 10 through 6
there. Okay. And the number one is an SEC school.
It is an SEC school, yes.
Arkansas?
No, it's not Arkansas. Is Arkansas expected to do anything?
I don't know, ever in life. Geez, it's not Tennessee.
Not Tennessee, no.
Vanderbilt? I give up at this point.
Texas A&M.
Okay. It's been a long time since Johnny Football was there.
But that makes sense. I mean, if they're outside of USC, like as far as teams on a national stage that get great recruiting classes every year, get hyped up, usually start the season with like a top 10, top 15 ranking, and then end up essing the bed and falling down the rankings or just completely out of it. It seems like that is a yearly tradition for Texas A&M.
Yeah. They've had great starts to season, but again, they haven't had anybody really electric since Johnny Manziel. And so I think that's kind of been – they haven't had any real leadership out there. Nobody worth really watching like that from a week-to-week basis. So I don't know, man. I've never really watched a whole lot of Texas A&M football. It's been a long time, I'll be honest. Like, really since Johnny Football was there. I haven't watched a whole lot of Texas A&M football.
Okay, I'm looking at their year-by-year and AP preseason compared to their final ranking. Like, they have had seasons where they start the season ranked 12th, unranked. Start the season ranked 6th, and then by the end of the season, they're 25th. They start the season, again, 2022, ranked 6th. They're unranked by the end of the season. 23rd in 2023, unranked. And then last year, they started the season ranked 20th, got as high as 10 in the rankings. And then sure enough, by the end of it, they were unranked. So, like I said, it's become almost a yearly tradition to have them start the season with a good ranking and then fall apart and be unranked.
So that number one status makes sense to me now.
Yes.
Like, I mean, honestly, almost kind of like Florida. Florida is one of those teams that every year comes into the season ranked, right? And then for whatever reason, midway through the season, things completely fall apart. Or first game of the season for the Gators, things fall apart. And then they're never seen in the top 25 again.
Yeah, I would say the last couple of years, they've been floundering at quarterback and really haven't had that success at that position. People have wondered if Billy Napier can be the coach that leads them back to the promised land of Florida, those Florida teams of old. But I mean, we'll see this year with DJ Lagway, and if he's the truth and able to take Florida back to where they've been in years past. But Texas A&M, according to CFBselect.com, who did a whole bunch of number crunching and formula creating to come up with this list of the most overrated and underrated college football programs. The most underrated team by the AP preseason poll over the last 5 years, SMU, number one, BYU, number two, South Carolina, number three, who's expected to do some great things this year. And then most overrated teams, number one, Texas A&M, number two, Wisconsin, number three, USC, and then number four, Miami on this one, which another team that's like that.
I am a big U fan. To this day, I still love Miami. I still support, like, whenever they're on TV or whatever, but man, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a long while. Shout out to Cam Ward for bringing some type of respectability back to Dade County, but yo, it is not fun to watch Miami football.
And their schedule this year is insane.
It's brutal. Brutal.
It's brutal maybe from the opponent standpoint, but as far as like how it is scheduled for them to succeed, their first eight games, I think it's the first 8 weeks of the season, they leave the state of Florida
like once.
It's insane.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Well, hopefully they're able to take advantage of it, because I think that they're expecting a playoff down there in Miami. So let's take a look, though, at week zero and college football season that is about to start. I mean, the college football season has started. We have a game on right now, Iowa State, Kansas State. Take a look at that. Take a look at the slate of games that are the rest of the day, and also just kind of do a quick season preview before hour number two, getting into our AFC, NFC West predictions, and also some quarterback stuff happening around the league and the NFL as well. But next, get to week zero matchups and the season that is right on our doorstep here on Sports Saturday. Sports Saturday here. Oh, there we go. Let me put the microphone in front of my face. I swear I'm a professional.
Yeah.
I swear
good
I know
job.
What I'm doing. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, look at that, man. It's a tied-up game.
Yes. Yeah. I was saying that the over was in question here. It was 0-0 with 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter, and now it is all tied up in Dublin, Ireland. Iowa State, Kansas State, 7 apiece. Rocco Becht for Iowa State got the first touchdown of the college football season. And then Avery Johnson for Kansas State got a about a 12-yard touchdown run in to tie the game up 7-7 as the second quarter just getting underway here in Ireland.
What a badass name, Rocco.
Rocco?
Yeah.
That is a solid football name.
Yeah, it
Rocco
is.
Rocco Becht.
It's typically, you know, kind of designated for like a linebacker or maybe a, you
that's
know,
true.
A defensive
yeah.
end or something like that.
Yeah,
but
you're expecting a butterfly collar on
yeah,
him.
Exactly. What a badass, man. Rocco Becht. I like it. All of a sudden, it's my new favorite player.
There you go. Well, hey, if Iowa State's able to pull this out, then you'll be following them pretty closely all year. Expect to do some good things there in the Big 12, Iowa State. We do have a slate of games today, though. At 1 o'clock... And I believe this one, I don't know where it's going to be on TV. I don't know if they even put it on TV. Idaho State at UNLV. You're running Rebs, Rashad.
No, you're going to have to stream that game. More than likely, it's not going to be on TV.
UNLV, 30.5-point favorite over Idaho State.
That's what they get.
This game being played at Allegiant Stadium.
That's our home field.
That well, good for Idaho State that those kids can say that they played at Allegiant Stadium. They can tell their kids in 20 years that, or their grandkids in 40 years, your grandpappy played a game at Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, and man, listen.
Okay, Grandpa, time for bed.
This UNLV team this year has a great, great chance to make it to the playoff this year. Like, you look at their schedule, Boise State is typically the one kind of thorn in the side that
let's
they have.
Calm down here.
Hold on. Listen to the schedule, though, which, you know, first game today, Idaho State, Sam Houston State, UCLA, Miami, Ohio, Wyoming, Air Force. Then you play Boise State, New Mexico, Colorado State, Utah State, Hawaii, Nevada.
Yeah,
if you can't go 11-1,
games in there.
If you can't go 11-1 with this improved roster from last year, because it is a little better than last year. But
your starting
we'll
quarterback, Alex Orji from Michigan,
mm-hmm.
the transfer.
There you go, who's much better than, you know, homie from last year. So we'll see, man. Sam Houston State, the season starts great for you.
Yeah, and you go up against Idaho State, who you should definitely
beat by 30.
Kick the teeth in of.
Yeah, so that's a good way. Again, every team needs that start. It does something for your confidence.
30.5 spread for UNLV. I want to say that UNLV's first game last year was also at Allegiant Stadium against Sister Mary's School for the Blind. And it was an absolute bloodbath. It was like 74-13 or something like that last year.
No, last year they played here.
Utah Tech.
Yeah.
They played Utah Tech in the
sorry,
first game,
Texters.
And it was a final of 72-14. My God. That was the second game. They started against Houston, got a dub, and then last year they hosted Utah Tech at Allegiant Stadium and won 72-14.
Enjoy the strip.
My God.
Enjoy the strip. Now that you come to UNLV, you come to play Vegas, guess what? You're gonna have a great time after the game, but during the game, it's not going to be as fun.
At 3:30, we get Fresno State taking on Kansas. The Jayhawks looking to rebound from their season last year. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Fresno State's starting quarterback is Kurt Warner's son.
Really?
Yes, and I'm looking at the roster right now, and yes, I stand corrected. They actually just named him the starter earlier this week. E.J. Warner going to be starting for Fresno State. Against Kansas today.
Just think, if Kurt Warner didn't like stock shelves between his AFL job and NFL fourth string quarterback job back in Green Bay before he got a chance with the Rams. We'd never get an EJ Warner starting. That's crazy, man. Like all the kids of other professional athletes now, it's kind of getting like,
you guys remember old.
Yeah, guys remember more of these kids like of former athletes playing than ever before, because I feel like every team has one.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, and really, you look across the gamut in all sports, like the kids are coming. Charlie Woods is coming. Like all these boys are coming up, man. I watched a bunch of my friends last week at this basketball thing I talked about a little bit earlier, and all my friends' kids are much better than my friends ever were at basketball, or much taller than they ever were. And like, man, the evolution of some of these young men is crazy. So we're seeing it even college football with Arch Manning. Like, we've never seen how much hype have we seen around a kid in college football like this? It was like, when's the last time there was really like this much hype around a single player in college football?
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Vince Young, maybe.
Yeah, but
that was what, 20 years ago almost.
I'm just trying to even think of like someone who came into college football, sat for 2 years basically, even, and there was still all that hype just waiting for him to get the reps.
Probably nobody, actually.
Yeah. I can't think of anybody like in the past and recent history. So Arch has a lot. This is the era of Arch that we're living in. This is absolutely. He's supposed to be, if you can believe it, he's supposed to be the Manning.
To go back on the Kurt Warner thing, I like to think there's an alternate universe somewhere where Kurt Warner did not take the job interview or the tryout with the Rams.
He's going to be the manager at the like, Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, and he's like, you know what? I think this is my calling.
Going to stay on the management track here. They give you the tools to be your own boss.
So I can scan groceries better than anybody else in the world. I think this is what I'm meant to do.
I'm the best on the West Coast.
He goes the Alan Matthews route, dad from Boy Meets World. Yeah, that's perfect.
For sure. What's Dax Shepard and what's the one movie?
Jessica Simpson.
Employee of the Month. Yeah, that's pretty much Kurt Warner working at like a Costco.
Oh, is Dax Shepard and Dane Cook. Yeah. That's right.
When Dane Cook was on top of the world. Dane, do you remember Cook, that little stretch that he had? Like 3-4 years, Dane Cook could do no wrong. What happened to that guy?
His brother scammed him out of all of his money.
I was going to say, yeah, I think he got some terrible surgeries that totally messed his face up made him look like he isn't even moving his face at all. You know, classic Hollywood stuff.
That's too bad, man.
Classic Hollywood stuff. At 4 o'clock, catch the fever, Sam Houston versus Western Kentucky.
I think I'll skip the fever for that one.
You're not down.
Well, I'll see Sam Houston next week. Yeah.
Well, that's why you should be watching Sam Houston this week. You need to get the scouting report for your reps.
No, we're good.
That one is on CBS Sports Network, so they're putting that one on TV. But apparently, Idaho State, UNLV.
Nobody wants to see that drubbing on TV, though. Yeah, to be honest, yeah. I'd be embarrassed.
And then the nightcap, which, quite honestly, this is probably my my favorite game of the weekend: Stanford versus Hawaii.
Listen,
and Hawaii, 2.5-point favorite.
Rainbow Warriors, man. If there's any game that I want to go to first game of the season, or any game of the season,
Hawaii,
it's going to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
This is what I've said about the Bahamas Bowl for years. Like, I'm trying to go to the Bahamas Bowl. I don't care if I don't have any affiliation with any school that is there. I want to go to the Bahamas Bowl because it just seems like college football and a party happening at the same time.
Absolutely. It's going to be a terrible game. I'll absolutely just, if you're playing in that and you get to get a chance to go to the Bahamas, remember Oregon State was always the Las Vegas Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
For years in a row, Oregon State was always there. I was like, man, it sucks because you know that game is going to be good because you're going to be kicking it way too hard in Las Vegas.
I doubt you know this, but do you know who Stanford's starting quarterback is?
I do, but
Vince Young Jr.?
It is not somebody's son.
It's a familiar name.
It's somebody's son, but it's not a former athlete's son.
It is nobody's son.
Yeah, it's no one's son. I don't know if anybody wants to claim him.
Actually, that's a good point.
You know, honestly, I haven't looked at their roster. Who's their
Their starting quarterback is one former Oregon State starting quarterback, Ben Gulbranson.
No.
Yeah.
So they want to go he wants to go one for 13 for 12 yards?
Yeah, I found that out literally earlier this week. I was looking at the slate of games also, and I was like, okay, Stanford versus Hawaii. And I was like, wait, Hawaii's favored? And then I saw who Stanford's starting quarterback was, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes a lot more sense now.
Well, you know who their coach is too, right?
They got, don't say it. It was the Colts' former head coach.
Yep, and the Panthers.
Oh, my God. All right, say his name.
All right, it's Frank Reich, and he's the interim because, remember, they fired Troy Taylor, and Reich has come in to basically hold the fort down for 12 months until conduct a real search or whatever it is. This is a weird year.
Has this ever happened in college football where there's an interim head coach that jumps on, like, in the off scene, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll be the head coach, but no, I am not committing to this long.
12 months.
I'll do it for a year for you guys.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that at all.
My God. Well, that's your week zero slate. We got Iowa State, Kansas State on the laptop in front of us. Is it laptop? Not
computer.
Laptop. I said laptop for years because I was like, oh, it's like a laboratory.
That's on top.
That's on top of your lap.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, well, maybe it is laptop then.
Yeah, I don't know. I just say my computer.
Well, we have the Iowa State-Kansas State game on my computer right in front of us. Still 7-7 with less than 12 minutes left to go. This game is the Aer Lingus College Football Classic being played in Dublin, Ireland. I'll come back to it in the second hour here. I want you to try and guess where the two largest stadiums in the world are. Because I was thinking about this game yesterday, and I was like, man, if I could choose where to have a college football game anywhere in the world, like what stadiums, like what venues would I want at? And then I started thinking, I'm like, all right, well, what's the biggest stadium in the world? So I want you to try and think on that during the commercial break. When we come back, it'll be hour number two. We'll be previewing the AFC West, the NFC West. We got some starting quarterbacks being named around the NFL. I have a question about one that was not named the starter that we will get into in the second hour. Plenty of other football stuff, man. It is here. College football season's here. We're about a week away from NFL football action, but we've made it, baby.
Here we go.
We're out here at the Portland Indoor Golf Club. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Sports Saturday here on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.